The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is January 7th, 2013. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump online with us, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I just ran across the floor, friends, in the studio to grab this piece of paper, and I am just winded. And I'm 6'5", and massive, and
you were like jumping over
desks.
That's
what my kids tell me all the time. Yeah.
There's like desks,
super dad,
jumping right over the top of them, doing
totally
flips and somersaults.
Yes, but you're not supposed to talk yet.
That's
again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Mr. Other Guy,
it's a terrible,
your cue.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I do just have to bring this up because we have so much to cover right now on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. You guys have been interacting. We'd like to welcome multiple people to the site over this past weekend. We'd like to welcome Ted Williams, Harold Miller, Stacey Valentine, Mike Johnson, Mark Lemon, Joyce Howell, Jane Scrogans, William Green, and Bobby Williams. But I just stumbled across this story here before we stepped in, and it's just shocking to me. You know, you never really hear Congress quote the Constitution.
Yeah, because they don't know it.
But Nancy Pelosi did. She said Obama should just go ahead and do it. Raise the debt ceiling. Use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, 14th Amendment. And most of you are thinking to yourself, 14th Amendment. That means there can be no discrimination against the races. This is after the Civil War.
Is that the one that was ratified by Thaddeus Stevens, Jake?
Yes.
Number 14.
He was one of the acting members in the House.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
But most people are thinking it has nothing to do with debt. It has to do with slavery, the ability to vote, citizenship. You know, you can't deny black folks, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody else for that matter. But specifically in that day and age, it was black folks. But now I go to Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. She quoted it, remember? The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, including debts incurred for payments of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion. Has this president been suppressing insurrection or rebellion? No. He's just been spending like crazy.
And inciting rebellion.
But he has been doing that. Exactly. Yes. Shall not be questioned. This is what this amendment says. But neither the United States nor any state shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States or any claim for the loss of emancipation of any slave, but all such debts, obligations, and claims shall be held illegal and void. The reason was because they were saying, if we owe the South any money, we don't have to pay it. We're going to pass this right now. And the South just lost a bunch of money because they had bought slaves. They considered their slaves property, which is sick and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the North was saying, you're not going to be compensated for that either. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with the debt ceiling.
No, what she probably did is she was probably told what to say because you know as well as I do.
Oh, definitely.
She doesn't know what that Constitution says. She's anti-Constitution.
Yep.
You're seeing this all across the boards. But again, here, friends, you have it right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You have the Pelosi's. You have the Reid's. You have the Obamas right in front of you. You see the cabinet, you see the administration, you see the Senate, you see the House, you see the representatives, you see the Congress.
Yep.
What of it? You see what they're doing on a daily basis, friends.
Completely.
And they're only doing it because the American people are letting them get away with it.
Yep. So it was shocking to me, and again, I'm going to digress from this, but it was shocking to me to see that she actually quoted the Constitution, but she only quoted it to, of course, misconstrue it, pull it way out of context, and it doesn't even apply in this situation.
Well,
but she did it.
Oh, well, she said that about the Bible, too.
Yeah.
Don't you remember this chick?
She loves it.
No, I mean, she's talking about the word because it was the right thing to do. It was to invoke the word because the Christian community was on an upheaval, uprising throughout the country, so she had to incite. Well, here, I'll let her tell you.
On the pinhead front, Nancy Pelosi is now sermonizing about the word of God.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word.
No, tell us what
and,
it is. What is it?
I'm going to tell her what that word says.
Word.
Yeah.
We have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values of the word.
Oh,
word.
It sounds Chinese to me
when you think of it.
Just beautiful.
No, you know what's interesting? Let me tell you something, witch. That word condemns you.
Ooh.
You need to understand what that word does.
That's how
that
it applies.
Condemns your hypocrisy.
That's
you low-life witch. And that's exactly what that woman is. She is a witch.
Yep.
In every sense of the word, she is anti-American. She is anti-constitutional. She is anti-word in every sense of the word. Mm. She's playing the same cards that her pimp is in the White House.
That's right.
The same thing with Pelosi. Same thing with Reid. Same exact thing. And those that go along for the ride. We're going to be talking about dictators all week, friends. Yeah. And what you're going to find with these dictators, they all had useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. They all had them.
Well, a lot of pimping going on.
Yeah. And then at the end of the week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Nuremberg trials. But what I want to do at the end of the week, friends, is show you that we should have had the trials before millions and millions and millions of people died rather than after. Huh? Pre rather than post?
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back after this break. Again, 1-877-807-9977.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com. sonsofliberty.radio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Wow. Yeah, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Isaiah 14. What? Go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to say I've got some more here, but I thought you were going to break right into that.
I am. Quick.
TechStart. Folks on the Sons of Liberty Facebook, this is getting fun. You guys are reacting and interacting, I should say, a lot more on Facebook. We need more of you interacting. And by the way,
I think we got a bunch of timid sheep.
Facebook can be such an important tool in this day and age to reach massive people. Bradley just released
massive amounts of people.
That's right.
Yeah. Massive people. Are you talking about bodybuilders? Are you talking about the
big people?
Okay. The body count.
That's right.
Yeah.
The body count. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The text.
Sir, please may I have another.
Massive people.
Whack, whack. Please may I have another.
You got another one?
Yes.
So the text art. Now, many of you know what text art is. It's just a picture, and it's got a quote on that. Real easy to share and like and link and send to your friends. Bradley's been producing a lot of text art recently. Just posted one. Today, as a matter of fact, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, like that page. This text art says the great wonder of this age is that the American people sit back and allow this administration to defy and to desecrate everything our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us, the ratification of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And going on to that, there was comments to that text art, but I wanted to share
that. In other words, what is being said there is the fact that the American people are allowing corruption in government to trample and desecrate the blood of our forefathers,
yep,
our relatives, our family members that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution.
Yep.
I still don't think people understand, because if they did, the government is not put into that position. It's a privilege for them to be their friends. It's not owed to them,
mm-hmm,
and it's not their way or the highway. They work for us. We don't work for them. And we are put in that position because of the blood of the sacrifice of them that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And when people get that right mentality, they're not going to tolerate a lie, one lie from a politician, because they're going to see the price, the awful price of redemption, and that's exactly what it is.
You know what? And you put that phrase in your last column. It was called Pure Defiance and the Prostituting of Government.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that is shared on numerous outlets right now. And I loved it because it brought across that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's mad at the Democrats, liberals, blah, blah, blah. But they don't realize it's because of the blood.
And they're just caught up into the game that this corrupt administration and other corrupt administrations have brought forth. As to say, friends, if there's two constitutions, we've been down that road 100 times. There isn't. There's one.
You know what? And the thing is you're not going to change anything just because you're angry. Lots of people are angry. You're going to change stuff when you actually have love. And what is love reflected in? The price. Yep. I'd like to welcome all of our new columns. We have the Young Patriots. Like I said, Bradley's column, we just took that excerpt from. It posts on WorldNet Daily every Thursday, but then it posts throughout the week on numerous columns. Three new ones as of the past 4 days. Young Patriots, the SLU Journal, and Conservative Daily News. So thank you to you all. We appreciate it. We're glad you're a part of the team. Also, one other text, or the Sons of Liberty Radio, we had these quotes here recently. Biblical truth at its best. You are awesome, said Glenn Fontaine. Mark Lemon said, biblical truth at its best. Ken, and I can't pronounce his last name, Satmary, you guys are great listening to the December 31st show. As you know, you can podcast all of our shows, folks. I'll be tuning in a lot. May God bless you. Please keep up the fantastic work.
Well, I think people want resolve.
Yep.
People need resolve. They don't need fear. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be told 24/7 what the problems are, friends. Yeah. They need the answers. And what we're doing is we're bringing you back to your two foundations. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And once we begin to understand, there's nothing wrong with telling you what the problem is. You can't correct the problem until you know what the problem first is, correct?
That's right.
So in saying that, we show you the problem, but we bring the resolve.
Yep.
And we show you who's breaking the law. Because once you read the Constitution and the Word of God, which are one and the same, they're two sciences that run together, said James Wilson, then you're going to understand who's doing the lying. We don't have to convince you of who's doing the lying. We're just showing you the price paid for your liberties, and we're showing you who's desecrating their memories. Okay. And we're showing you, the American people, our responsibility and your responsibility. We don't tolerate crime, friends. We don't tolerate it. And the way that we don't tolerate it is we have to educate the American people as to what the problems are and then bring in the resolve. Once you give them the resolve, then they know forevermore what's right and what's wrong and who is doing the lying.
And they act on it because of that love. And bringing the resolve, this is my final thing, and the text art reads this. Because this is important when people get this information, how they respond in their respective roles in society, whether it be civil government, whether it be education, you name it. If I was one of these cynical professors, this is the quote by Bradley Dean on his new text art on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. If I was one of these cynical professors, I wouldn't want Bradley Dean to come into my college and disrupt all my contrived and revised history and science either. And Chad Eagle responded, it's because the only open-mindedness they accept is what's spoon-fed to them to blissfully trek through the wide gate and down the broad path.
Yeah.
But when confronted with truth, it's as if the truth is something both foreign and frightening. And I love this because this is somebody who applied this quote and this statement and the assembly that we came and performed. Glenn Seaberg said, as an alumnus and former member of the faculty of St. Cloud State and recipient of, quote, faculty member of the year, unquote, I offer my sincere apology so much for encouraging open-mindedness and diversity of thought. Hypocrites. He stands on the soapbox that he was given. And instead of saying, well, I could jeopardize
Jake,
my...
Jake, I got a lot of content, folks.
Instead of I could jeopardize my faculty member of the year award, he steps up to the plate and says, I'm going to apply what I have just learned in my respective sphere. And that's the purpose and the point of every single one of you doing what you're doing, applying this information, taking it and running.
You know, what's interesting in the colleges, they don't want to be challenged. They want to just take everything that falls from the train, act as if it's true and factual because a professor said so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, here we have the useful idiots.
Yeah.
And speaking of useful idiots, where did useful idiots come from? It came from Russia. His name, he was a revolutionary. His name was Vladimir Lenin. He said they needed useful idiots to bring forth socialism only to implement communism. And you've seen a whole lot of those today in America. And the only reason we have them again, America, is because you are tolerating them. I'm going to tell you the truth because I love you. But who was his daddy? His daddy was a guy named Joseph Stalin. They called him the Red Tsar. I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but you know, we've talked about this quite a few times over over the last couple of years. We've been on radio for 13 years now, but just on GCN over the last year and a half. But you got to ask the question, America, who does terrorism work for? Who does terror work for? They called Joseph Stalin United in Terror, and he knew that the system of terror was essential to implement communism. So terrorism is only created for a government to bring in chaos, only to bring in a new world order behind it, and it's exactly what we're seeing today in America. So in saying that, again, keep in mind, terror is what Joseph Stalin used, the dictator from Russia, to bring in a system of chaos, only to bring in a system of communism. And who is behind terror? The communists, the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. So terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Listen to me carefully. It's the same thing today, friends. Everybody in America is being told by these dummies on conservative radio that, listen, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, wait a second. The Muslim Brotherhood, if we go back to Egypt and we ask the people in Egypt about the Muslim Brotherhood, they say we have no idea who these people are neither. It's a system of terror to only bring in control politically, the control that they want. So, friends, we need to know who our enemies are. How come it's the American people? How come it's the people that suffer the abuses of a few? How come the masses don't take the politicians that are using the system of terror to use politically only to mold the control that they want? Why don't we hold them? Why don't we hold them accountable, friends? And isn't it convenient that we never, ever put a finger on the terrorist? And if we do, they're thrown into the water before anybody can see his dead body. Right? Yep. Yep. And isn't it interesting, September 11th, friends? It was all there conveniently for 10 years. We were told that we were under an Islamic threat. Now all of a sudden we have a Muslim, well, I think he's a little of everything, in the White House entertaining your enemies, gun running to your enemies through Benghazi, if it's not Mexico, through Fast and Furious. And friends, now all of a sudden it's not permissible and it's not politically correct to call them terrorists. Well, what are they then? Do you see how all of a sudden we don't need that system of terror anymore? We can't blame the jihadist anymore? Well, I think it's very telling as to who's behind these jihadists, friends, because it only works for a new world order. It doesn't work for the people. Mm-hmm. It never has and it never will. And if we are under a terrorist threat the way that we have been told over the last 10 years, friends, why is this government trying to disarm you? Why don't you put two and two together and figure that much out? What did Mao Zedong say? He said he brought the revolution to China through the barrel of a gun. He knew that. I'm speaking of Mao Zedong, a communist dictator, whose hero was Joseph Stalin, the guy that we're talking about right now. They all know how to use it. Hitler did the same thing. He attacked his own Reichstag. He created chaos to bring in a new order. And we'll talk about him tomorrow. But again, keep in mind, Joseph Stalin created terror, and it was the creation to only mold politically the control that he wanted over the people. Protect us, the people cried out. Protect us. America, that's not what you're made out of. That's why you're an armed people. The only thing you got to protect yourself from right now is those that are trying to take away your guns. And the real question is why are they trying to take away your guns in a state of terror that they created? We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, talking about the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, how he used the motto and the logo and the slogan was United Together in Terror. So they created the terror to only create chaos to mold politically the control that they wanted. Folks, this is why when I see terrorism all over the country, isn't it interesting how these bombs, these roadside bombs are blowing everybody up, and they got to keep the war alive, don't they, friends, so they can justify more wars and send out more of your boys and more of your girls to fight off these supposed enemies that nobody can find. And just keep in mind, friends, I didn't say it, they did. And this is exactly what dictators did, and they are doing today. Same methodology. Same exact thing. Nothing new under the sun, said the great preacher, King Solomon. Nothing new at all. It's interesting to note that every one of these dictators as well wanted to ascend above God's throne. Listen carefully, Isaiah 14:18. Verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. This is what they all do. And if it's not true, then why do they all have statues built unto themselves? I go on. Verse 13, I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, said Lucifer. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the pits, and to the sides of the pit, was the reply from heaven. And that's exactly what we see through history over and over and over again. There's another one that wants to try it. There's another one that wants to ascend above God's throne. Stalin would destroy anyone that got in his way. He would kill innocent people to, again, have it his way. He was called by Gorbachev a genius devil. He wasn't smart. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. Laying a premise here for Stalin. by the way, wasn't his real last name. Stalin's mother was a devout Orthodox Christian, and his father was a violent drunk. Stalin's influence, here we go again, to the great underachiever, was none other than the devil himself, incarnate, Karl Marx. Joseph Stalin was a militant, committed, and he was very committed, and was also a known bank robber. He was known as a man of action. He wasn't intellectual, but he was a man that could get the job done. In order to capture the attention of the people, they had to create a heroic figure for Joseph Stalin.
Super Joe.
Yep. Matter of fact, Roosevelt had American people, the American people calling him Uncle Joe, this mass murderer. Just to show the American people how they've been deceived. This just didn't happen, friends, in our generation. This has been going on for a long time. The fact of the matter is they made out Joseph Stalin as a man of steel when he was nothing more than a bank robber and a murderer. He was a total outlaw in every sense of the word. Vladimir Lenin, during the revolution, said to the people that the people need peace, and they give you war, hunger, and no food. And the land remains with the landholders, current government. And what they wanted to do is take the have-nots and take from the haves and give to the have-nots, just like every other dictator has done. Just like what this administration is attempting to do today, friends.
Buying off.
Yep.
And the way they do it is by using the people's dole.
And what would they do? They would continuously play the emotions of the people. Listen, I know the rich have everything, and I know the rich have everything, and look at those guys over there. They got all that. We have nothing. Well, why don't you go out and get a job so you can have the same thing that they have? And I think people need to understand that the minute you see any government begin to attack the rich the way that this individual has today in the White House, you're in trouble. Because if it wasn't for them, people that were generating wealth, capitalists, then how would the people under them have jobs? They worked to get to where they're at today. Now, there's another side of this sword, too. There's a negative side to the rich, too. Because if you look at the rich today, for the most part, they are responsible for where we are as a nation as well.
Mm-hmm. And thus
for who they support, what they support, and what they do with their support.
And thus they're being targeted.
In every sense of the word.
Perfect judgment coming back. If they will not be responsible with the field that the Lord has given them, then they will ultimately be accountable for that field. And guess who people are going to come after?
Yep. What they used Stalin for, friends. What did they use Stalin for? They used Stalin to enforce the party line. Enforce the agenda. It's exactly what this joker in office is doing today, friends. I just heard not even two days ago... I heard how those in government, in the American government, thought that he would react a different way. But he hasn't disciplined himself. He hasn't restrained himself. Folks, that is scary talk. Because when you study out Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Hindenburg thought with Adolf Hitler that, listen, you get this guy in here, we're not going to be able to control him.
Yep.
Others said, no, we can control him. He got into the position of a little bit of authority, and he started to kill off his opposition. Hindenburg was right. And it's exactly what they're seeing with Obama today. Friends, I'm not telling, this isn't a myth. This isn't conspiracy theory, friends. This is history. And history is repeating itself in front of our faces today, because when I look at Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, I am seeing all the same earmarks. No pun intended, Mr. Obama. And when you look at Saul Alinsky, who he acknowledges as his master, who did Saul Alinsky acknowledge? Satan in his book. They all work for the same guy. The deceiver of the nations. He who did weaken the nations. He who did want to ascend his throne above God's. And what happened? Didn't quite work out that way, did it, friends? No, it didn't. Stalin said of his opposition, he said, death solves all problems. No man, no problems. Listen to this mindset, friends. Did you know, friends, that Obama has a kill list? Bah, come on. Jake Bradley is losing his mind.
Not in America.
He is losing his mind. Do your homework, friends. Stalin got rid of the last of the resistance, which was called the Whites, they who were trying to reestablish their previous governments, Reformationists. Mao Zedong called them rightists' friends. So what did he do? He overthrew the Republic, Mao Zedong did, by going to the younger generation, friends, to overthrow the older generation. Matter of fact, Mao Zedong, to make sure that he got rid of the older generation, he had the greatest man-made famine in the history of mankind. He killed 40 million of his own people. Mao Zedong did. Just to ensure that he could have authority. And he overthrew the Republic of China. Does that sound familiar? I'm not being facetious. What is it going to take for the American people? You know what's interesting, friends? My teams are constantly online, pushing forth issues to wake the American people up constantly, using the Word of God quotes. This weekend, they were talking about the game on Facebook. Tons of quotes as to how the game was going and who was winning and who was losing and who they liked for that particular moment, and they'll forget them tomorrow. And one of the girls replied with, "Do you guys realize you're paying attention to a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball, which isn't going to matter tomorrow, and yet today 3,700 babies a day were murdered by this government?"
Yep.
And those that are in cahoots with this government. And kids are being indoctrinated in public schools all day long. Yet 86% of the American people that profess they hate this administration are the ones sending their kids to be illegally raised up under the federal government. You might want to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But just forget about that. She started getting replies from people that were online. You know, thank you for putting that into perspective. Thank you for showing us that. Thank you for reminding us about what really matters. Friends, I'm not talking again about a third world dictator. I'm talking about the President of these United States. Throughout his whole administration, friends, he has done everything that has been unlawful. You know, when people say to me, "Bradley, what has he done unlawful?" I ask them back, "Can you tell me what he's done that's been lawful?"
That's the real question.
Because him even being their friends might not even be lawful. In which, in case in point, if they could prove that, guess what? Everything that he has done is null and void. But aside of that, friends, it is still null and void because it's a violation of the Constitution of the United States. We should go back on the records of all these people that are in government serving we the people right now, glean their records, and hold them accountable for their violations of that Constitution, civilly. But America, you know what I hear back? "Oh, that will never happen." No, it never happened because you don't want it to happen. You don't love your country enough yet. You don't know the price of freedom yet. And so here we are talking about a Stalin, the Red Terror, who destroyed his own country, killed millions of his own people through disarmament first. And these are all the earmarks that we're seeing today. Everybody's talking about what we're talking about, but they're not pointing out what these people are capable of doing. Let me jump ahead of myself to Friday's show. I just watched Nuremberg trials. Folks, you know what they did? They killed 6 million of their own political opposition. Hitler never pulled the trigger. He had useful idiots,
that's
too.
Right.
Not one. And then he killed 6 million Jews and gypsies and dissidents. Right? You know what these criminals, these war criminals that were held in the Nuremberg trials did? They got up to the mic and they said not guilty. See, which tells me, friends, if they're willing to commit the crime little by little, they're only encouraged to do it more and more. Even to the point after they killed 12 million people, they said not guilty. We need to have Nuremberg trials today, America, is what we need to do. Before millions and millions and millions and millions of people have to die before they do what God commanded them to do in the first place. Keep my judgments, and then you'll know peace, and not outside of that. We'll be right back after this break. Remember what it says on the Supreme Court building, friends? Justice, the guardian of liberty.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I will say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Friends, what we can do, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. There's so much on Stalin, I can drag this out for another day. I don't want to rush it. I want you to hear it, and I want you to see the parallel as to what you're seeing in your country today, friends. Joseph Stalin said, when we hang the capitalists, they will sell us the rope that we use.
Yep.
Well, that's, and thanks to conservatives of the day,
mm-hmm.
and thank you for circular reasoning, and thank you to all of the conservative leadership in America today that brings nothing, absolutely nothing to resolve. But let me hit some of these highlights. Speaking of Stalin again here. Stalin, it was said of Stalin that he only knows vengeance. Right after he got into power, the first thing he did was attack the churches.
I mean, that's not happening.
Do you want to play? Go ahead and play the devil's advocate, Jake, so I can get these points up. He attacked the churches. Who else is doing that today? Hobby Lobby, the Catholic Church, anybody that doesn't agree with them. He has not the power constitutionally, friends, to do what he's doing. Who would that be, Jake?
I would say that would be...
Come on. Ding, 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 ding.
I think I might know now.
So he would attack the churches.
Barry...
Then he would openly mock the priests for not agreeing with him. The question is all the things that were promised to the people before Stalin got into power, the people began after he was in power to ask him where all the promises were that he bestowed upon them. How come you're not fulfilling these promises? Sounds a lot like Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
So guess what he did, friends? When the sailors demanded food and political freedom, they sent in the Red Army. Stalin raised up an army to kill off his opposition, his own people, that he promised once he got into power, he would reward. He killed them off. By the way, later on down the road, the man that was used to kill off Stalin's opposition or resistance, I'm sorry, was later killed by Stalin.
Yep.
That's right.
It's just
they
like,
only kill themselves, friends.
This gets debased into the movie. If you look at Star Wars and what, who is it, George Lucas that put together?
Yeah.
Here the Emperor goes and creates the Separatists to start the war and then collects the money and then unites the kingdom and then kills the Separatists.
Yeah, remember he wasn't smart. He just knew how, just like Mao Zedong, to bring about a revolution. Same thing with Stalin here. Listen, the facade of the original intent of the revolution was all over again. So it was another revolution, and then it was another revolution, because that's the only thing the man knew how to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Stalin was in a position of secrecy in his own regime, who placed around him people who thought the way that he thought and got rid of anyone that didn't agree with him. Wow. Do you think maybe that's what's going on in the country today, friends? Is this what we're seeing around the Obama administration? I'm sorry, Clinton's administration?
Yeah.
Stalin would make alliance with those who would help him up the political ladder to power. And at length, when listen to me, corrupt governments. Listen to me, you useful idiots. Listen to me, you minions that are playing the devil's fool for those above you that are corrupt. When Stalin got to the position where he wanted to be, he killed them off.
Yep.
Listen to what I said. He would kill them off. You cannot work for a liar, friends, and expect him to be honest to you at length. Vladimir Lenin, before his death, told others that Stalin was rude and crude. Oh, you think? Again, anyone that would put up to Stalin, he would rid. He'd kill them or send them to exile. He began to pull people into his vision whether they liked it or not. Did you hear what I said, America? Whether you liked it or not.
Yep.
When in power, the first place Stalin went was the cornerstone, the power of the state, by overtaking the farms, then sending the leftovers into exile. Stalin stole all the food, whether it was the states or not, because now he had the power to do it.
Right.
He disarmed his people, friends. Famine came, and 10 years of hard labor came as a result of stealing an ear of corn. Listen carefully. If you stole an ear of corn to feed you and your family, Stalin would send you to prison for 10 years, so the people resorted to cannibalism, just like Mao Zedong. 5 million of his own people died in Ukraine. But again, Stalin, you know what he did? The brazenness of this criminal, he denied the famine if any mentioned the facts. And if you did mention the facts, that was a punishable offense as well. This is how much he hated the truth, friends. He focused much on the public achievements. And if there were failures, the accounts would not say anything, so they would not go to prison for telling Stalin the truth. Every dictator, friends, failed his figures or they would be ousted. Or they'd commit suicide. And by the way, when you're in these gulags, 3 to 7 people were selected to be shot as an example every night to the people. You're expendable. H.G. Wells said of Stalin, "I have never met a man more candid, fair, and honest. Everybody trusts him," was his facade. Listen to me, you useful idiots. Listen to me, you American people that are sitting down on your immorality, watching your football games. Listen carefully. Franklin Roosevelt even opened diplomatic relations, which were closed since 1917. One woman had the audacity to confront Stalin. She said to Stalin, "How long are you going to keep killing people?" Stalin said, "As long as necessary." He found it necessary for the rest of his life. They had the kids in Russia calling him father. They had the kids in that country thinking that he was invincible, unconquerable. The mass deception could only work if the people were too terrified to tell the truth. They didn't want God. They wanted Stalin. So they got Stalin. Let's go back to the gulags. One of his soldiers was sentenced to 10 years in prison because his tank got stuck in the mud. One of Stalin's soldiers. He loves his own, doesn't he, friends? What's that? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Isn't that what the Lord said? That is the fulfilling of the law. But when you serve lawless people, you get stuck. It's not your fault. They send you to prison for 10 years. Just like what you see in politics all day long. Someone's thrown under the bus for the crimes that this criminal administration commits. This particular soldier who got his tank stuck that served 10 years was convicted of sabotage. Prisons were full of people who were 10 minutes late for work. Someone who stole a bag of potatoes would get 3 to 5 years in prison. The camps became microisms of the illusional world that Stalin created in his sick, demented, devilish, demonic mind. Stalin purged the educated class, those that knew better. He didn't want them, friends. What is the ACLU attempting to do, friends? These atheist groups, what are they trying to do? These outlets, these minions, these useful idiots that work, that fall hook, line, and sinker as to what this administration, as they undo themselves. Friends, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. Christ is the light of the world. And Jesus is the one that told us to walk while we had light. We have light, friends. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. He became so paranoid that people in government started to disappear. He was threatened by him. And if you got too successful next to Stalin, he'd have you assassinated. He spared no one. He turned on all of them people that helped him get to power. This is what these criminals in government need to hear today. Because what I hear over and over and over again, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. You want to see if I mean what I say? Go ahead and tempt me. Go ahead and play with me. That's a diabolical fear that belongs to the wicked, friends. There's a filial fear that falls to the children of God. Once the man, Trotsky, got rid of Stalin's resistance, he started to speak out against Stalin because Stalin got rid of him because Trotsky was becoming too famous, too powerful in the sight of the people. So Stalin soon silenced Trotsky, and what he did is he sent someone to go put an ice pick to his body and kill him in a different country. They sent him to exile. Then once he started to speak out against him, he killed him. This government, under Stalin, continuously turned people in on trumped-up charges and sent them to prison or death, while disappearing in the millions, adults and children, for absolutely no reason. Now I understand what our forefathers meant when they said,
yeah,
either you're going to serve God or else you're going to serve tyrants. I choose what our forefathers tell us. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God, because I ain't moving. In Jesus' name. We'll get to Stalin again tomorrow. And then after that, what we'll do, hopefully on Wednesday, we'll get to Adolf Hitler. And then on Friday, we'll talk about Nuremberg trials. And if you'd like to at any time, give us a call. Folks, we love you. By what we do, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.